Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Russia launched attacks across Ukraine overnight, including on the capital Kyiv and in the western city of Lviv, close to the border with Poland, meaning another sleepless night for many Ukrainians. Dasha Sologub has been living in Cork since last April, but she joins us now on the line from Kyiv, where she's visiting family. And Dasha, it's lovely to speak to you, but we have been reading these reports of more drone attacks overnight. Could you see or hear anything where you are?
I woke up at 2 a.m. because I got message automatically on my Ukrainian phone. So all Ukrainian people, they knew already that it will be drone attacks. And maybe in 20 minutes, I have heard bomb alarm. And 5 minutes after, I have heard that our elevator in our house started to work. I understood that people just went to the bomb shelter. That's why they went outside on the street, and they went to the subway because we don't have bomb shelter in our house. So we need spend 10-15 minutes to get to subway, and in subway it could be safe. I didn't heard drones. My mom, she have heard maybe distant sound, like explosion. But personally, I have heard just bomb alarm, and I was more scared and, you know, expecting something will explode near my house. But near my house, we just have heard distant sounds.
Where you're staying, Dasha, with your parents, you're in a high rise building, aren't you?
Yes, we don't have just one or two floors house like in Ireland. We have very high buildings. So I stay with my parents right now, and we live on the 16th floor, and it's not the highest building at all in Ukraine. We have more than 20 floors high buildings. So yeah, it's a little bit dangerous. It's a little risky, but we can do anything.
So when you get that bomb alert on your phone while you're staying there, what do you do?
Nothing. You can't do anything because I can't physically run right now to the bomb shelter because I have hurt my ankle. So I'm on the crutches and I really can't. And the second of all, most of Ukrainian people, I don't say it's right thing to do, but I understand them. They are so tired. The war continues more than a year, and people are so tired to hiding every time when they hear bomb alarm, to the bomb shelter, to run to the subway. So it's very hard. So we just stayed in the apartment. We had a conversation, but we didn't go to the bomb shelter. Mm-hmm. We just tried to support each other, but we didn't go.
You stay there. And can I ask you, people might remember that you've spoken to us a couple of times before on the programme. And as I said, you've been living in Cork since you left Ukraine when the war began, mm-hmm. or close to it. Now, this is a chance for you to get home and see your family. But what is it like to be back?
It's so emotional. I feel super happy and super unhappy at the same time. First of all, I incredibly miss my parents and my family. I have not seen them more than a year, like 1 year and 3 months. And it's the longest term that I have not seen my family in my life because I lived abroad. So I know how to live separately from family. I'm very happy to see them. But my country is in pain. And I see that people are tired, and they want to sleep. They are sleepy because whole May, my city was bombed so bad. Every day it was bombed. So everybody so want to sleep. Like my family, they sleep maybe 2 hours in the night, whole May. You know, so it's just madness. They are so tired. And I see it everywhere, that people on the streets, like, you know, it's a different vibe. I feel war everywhere. Like the restaurants are open and we still have music gig, But everything's changed. Life in Ukraine changed, and it's visible, and I see that, and I notice that. So it's kind of sad that my country right now is in fire, and I see that, and I know that, I know in several days I will come back to Cork, but I know that my family and my friends, they will stay in this madness, and they will experience it again and again and again, because they attacking cities so bad.
And your parents and your grandparents, they made the decision to stay. Are you comfortable with them staying in Ukraine?
No, but I can't convince them. My father, he's obliged to stay in Ukraine because he's engineer and he provides electricity in whole Ukraine. My grandparents, they are old and they just can't leave their house. They don't want to leave their house. You know, they worked whole life to build their houses. So it's just improper to leave their house. My grandfather, he's sick right now and he will need surgery in July. I'm not sure it will be possible to move to a different country with him. And my mother, she has to stay and support the rest of my family, my father and my grandparents here. So it's just not possible. I have to move by myself again.
And Dasha, I know you're there just for a short visit. You'll be returning back to Ireland this week, later in the week on Thursday. How do you feel about that?
Oh my God, I want to cry already because I imagine how I stay in the bus station and I have to say, see you later, mom, everything will be okay. But, you know, I have this nervous ball in my chest, maybe, I don't know, since 2022, like the rest of Ukrainian, when the war began. So I know I will feel miserable and I will cry a lot. And I try these 2 days when I stay in Kyiv, just don't think about that, you know, about this moment that I will say bye to my mom and my father. It's emotional for me right now, even to imagine this. So, yeah, it's hard for me.
It's hard. But you've told us before, you have a relatively good life in Cork. I know you're helping to teach kids gymnastics.
Yeah, I do. I have a background in rhythmic gymnastics and I traveled a lot. I have a lot of experience in this kind of sport. I work right now in Ballin Colling gymnastics. I'm really happy being there and I love my students. I really hoping that some maybe adults, people and more maybe kids will be interested in the rhythmic gymnastics because there is no clubs or rhythmic gymnastics at all in Cork. Some of them, like I know maybe two clubs are in Dublin, but zero in Cork. So maybe it will be interesting for some kids if I provide classes of rhythmic gymnastics. So I'm open for different opportunities and excited to see what might happen.
And Dasha, in terms of what you would like to do long term, do you have a plan for yourself?
I don't know. 1 year ago, exactly this time, I lost my job in Ukraine. So I feel I have to restart my life abroad because nobody knows here when war will be over. And I think I have to try to settle abroad, and I already have a lot of friends in Cork, and I love Cork. It's a wonderful city, and Irish people are amazing. They help Ukrainians and other refugees. So I will try to settle in Cork. I will try to find my place and a job. So my plan is full-time job and settle in Cork.
Well, Dasha, I hope you have a lovely couple of days with your family and thank you very much for speaking to us and let's hope we speak again soon.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.